yo, as we always say. Hey yo, I'm Mo. Welcome to the 100th episode of We Talk Comics. 100th, is that recording?
Yeah,
good. Okay, 100th official. Official 100th episode. Woo-hoo! I think we're closer to like 120 in like actual numbers, aren't we? And
I'll tell you later about that.
Yeah,
I got an idea.
I think I'm close to my 300th podcast recorded here. I think I'm closing in on 300. I've personally done over time. But anyways, it's the 100th episode. It's the third annual We Talkie Awards, where we celebrate the best in comics. So of course, like I said, I'm Mo. We got with us Brett. What are you most looking forward to today?
What am I most looking forward to?
Your food?
Food would be good. I'm a little peckish. Talking some good comics, not bad comics.
That's true. The best. Brett, Chris?
I'm Chris, and I'm most looking forward to Keith's wacky categories. Some categories that we throw out just to throw the others off. He always screws me up royally, and I want to change everything I've said on the podcast after he introduces his.
Then pull yourself in a little closer there, Chris, because you're way farther away than everybody else from the mic. So that's good. And make the noise when you're doing it. That's good. But well, anyways, we're here at a restaurant, just coming off a comic book show. So there's a live studio audience as we do this. Keith,
well, I'm looking forward to drinking my lime margarita. I've had to promise Brett that I will not order any more blended margaritas for the course of the podcast because it was a bit of a.
It was like 10 minutes of blending.
It was right about there. 10 minutes of blending. So we're starting a little late. It's a tasty margarita. But at first I joked that I would just order those constantly throughout the evening. And then after as it turns out, 4 rounds of blending that it takes to make a margarita.
Get the shaken ones instead of the blended.
I like the blended ones. They're like a Slurpee with tequila in them.
I know.
It's good stuff. We went to the Hillhurst comic collector show today here in Calgary, and we bought stuff, we sold stuff. There was many people happy with the comics they had as they walked out the door. We were happy not having the comics that we walked in the door with. I bought original art. Brett bought original art. I bought keychains. I bought books from Chris. Chris bought books from me. I bought no movies from Brett. We bought no books from Duker. I looked at them though several times.
All right. Speaking of which, that's right. We are joined by a special guest here. And when I say emphasis on special,
irregular. He's an irregular guest on WeBuyComics.
It is.
But I do eat my fiber, so I'm regular. Just not here.
Well, he's special, though.
Is he a recurring guest now?
No, we don't.
Has he been on enough times?
I don't even know that.
Recurring guest star?
It was a joke.
Well, the star might be a little bit of a push. Anyways.
I agree, actually. It's
also appearing.
Chris Duker, a.k.a. the Comic Canuck. So we'll probably just, since we have another Chris, we'll either call him Beck and you Duker, or just call you Canuck. Probably just easier to call you Canuck, isn't it?
Sure.
All right. Canuck, how are you
never
doing?
Never going to remember that.
Good.
Nope. All right, Duker.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Like these guys said, we're at the Hillhurst Calgary Comic Collector Show today. It was a lot of fun. There were definitely some what I would define as the carny of the comic world. You have to see it to believe it. I saw it, but really a lot of good people and a lot of fun. Good show put on, but made some money. And yeah, I'm glad. Glad to be here.
Used to buy a supper, right? Food will be coming during the podcast, so that'll be who eats on a podcast? We do. So that'll be great for the listeners. Pink, you got something adequately crunchy?
Yeah, nachos. I'm getting nachos.
Oh, God. We all promised to chew loud for the listeners' enjoyment.
I'm getting deep-fried nachos.
And right now, Duker over here is preparing, as he's looking at the email we sent him, telling him the categories for the We Talkies. He's deciding right now.
So that I received on Thursday.
Yeah.
Which is more than enough time, I would think.
You know what, I will say that I did not do my homework, but I'm happy to be here, and I shall not be... Wait, I might be the weakest link in the episode, but
We anticipated
it'll
that.
It'll be
anyways.
Fun.
I don't know.
They really needed someone who was like, they're like, we, the 10 other guys we asked couldn't do it because they're busy, so we have to ask this guy.
Yeah, well, I mean, and you might not be. After all, I'm here. So we'll go from there. What are, Keith, you had something you wanted to announce about the numbers? What do you?
I don't know what you're talking about.
You just said, when I said we're in like episode 100.
I didn't say I was going to announce anything about the numbers. So later on, I'll tell you something about the numbers. I will say that I may be
distracted. Let's pretend it's later on.
I may be distracted during the episode because I just realized that the closest TV to us is playing Sucker Punch. It's on commercial break right now, but it is Sucker Punch, and I love Sucker Punch.
I've never seen it.
I love Sucker Punch. I
absolutely love it. And it is a brilliant movie if you get that it is a musical.
I get it's a musical. It's a god-awful movie. You can sit off with Scott Kowalczyk and watch your Catwoman sucker punch combo.
Oh, there's something.
Don't forget Daredevil.
On the heels of the Superior podcast last week, I did watch Catwoman, as recommended by Scott Kowalczyk. I did, as recommended, pretend it had nothing to do with DC Comics Catwoman, and it's just the Catwoman. The woman with cat powers, and it was great. It was so much fun.
It sounds so funny when you hear the woman with cat powers.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, if you think of like, you know, it was like this, you know, those Stan Lee Just Imagine books where like they just had the title and then Stan Lee came up with it. It's like that. It's like all you're given is the title, Catwoman. Okay, well, obviously she's a woman with cat powers. She's a magical cat, gives her cat powers. That's what else makes any sense when you've given that name?
Hey, I have a side note question for you. Speaking of Catwoman, has the new 52 reintroduced Catman?
This is one for our pal Photo Cub. It's his favorite character. I don't think so.
Because they actually near the end of the original DC run, I actually wasn't minding his character.
No, I was enjoying it too. I know Gail Simone is reintroducing her Raggedy Ann character.
Oh,
from
Sinister Six.
The Sinister Six.
No, not Sinister Six. Secret Six. Thank you. Mixing up my Spider-Man.
So Catman can't be far behind. Simone has shown some love towards that. Those characters. So I'm looking forward to it. I really enjoyed the Secret Six. So
yeah.
I think there's a place in the new 52 for those characters.
I actually love the way they wrote Deadshot in that series. And if you haven't read the series, I should just pick it up. It's what comics should be. It's just fun. It's a bunch of mercenaries, it's a bunch of killers. It's a good time.
The one problem with that team, though, is Bane. Bane being played as a stupid...
I disagree that that's what comics should be.
You know what? No, wait, sorry. You know what's funny about that? What you just said about Bane?
And I disagree because Mouse is the greatest comic ever written, and there's nothing fun about that book.
Yeah, that's right.
But they're so cute.
You know what? That's a good point.
I did not
they're
say the
cute?
Secret... I did not say the Secret Six was the funnest book, or the best written book. It's just a fun book. However, Mouse, I want to read. I've never read, because I've got a million things to read.
I love that. It's a kitty cat with a mustache.
It's adorable. And as it leads the mice to the showers. Yeah. It's adorable.
Just so Catman has not yet debuted, since I just looked it up. But Gail Simone has stated when she does write him again, she plans to reintroduce the continuity that she had established just prior to the relaunch as part of the character. So
it's kind of amazing how
nobody remembers the continuity before the relaunch.
I say you just make them.
It's been 2.5 years.
That's why I said reestablish, not pretend it could, you know. So anyways, all right. So let's actually get to a category. What category?
Seems an interesting choice.
Do we want to... Before we do that, do we want to review the costumes for the next X-Men movie?
No, we don't. I haven't seen them, so.
Oh, you haven't seen them?
You mean Quicksilver, who looks like Impulse?
Thank you for saying Impulse, because like the amount of flack that got, he's got a bad wig on, but I mean, he just looks like Impulse. Like,
yeah, I'm like, wow. Impulse is in the movie. Well, what that?
He's wearing goggles. That's ridiculous for a speedster.
We have given up completely because we've had Kowalczyk on like 6 episodes in a row. I think we've given up completely ever having an episode again that'll be more clean.
I think he swears more than I do, which is amazing.
Where do we want to start?
I mean, he doesn't. But
you know, in the Oscars, they always build toward best picture. What are we building?
Where do we
start?
Do we have any drum roll?
No, we're not drumming. That's ridiculous.
Fabulous. No. No, let's not.
As soon as we start
just like
on
all the finest award shows, we'll have a drum roll.
I'm trying to put in musical cues.
But this is not my show, so you guys decide.
The Oscars would be way better if, like, when they read them off, and then there was like a live drum roll.
Just some guy standing on the stage. Or actually, no, just some guy standing at the side of the stage.
just really building the stage. Right. You've got literally the finest talent in films today,
yep.
and a drum roll is the most.
A drum roll by a homeless guy. That's the way to sell it.
Hobo drum roll.
Yes.
That was the name of my band in college.
And then the host continuously glares at the person like they want them off the stage.
That's right. Here?
Well, they do. I can't wait for musical guest Chris Dutcher to
Dutcher. Oh,
I really screwed that up.
That's okay.
You could have stepped on your own punchline.
No one ever gets my name right. And trust me, if you've seen it, I'm just a very clean person. But anyway, let's keep going.
Okay, well, it typically starts out with a good category, but not one of the necessarily top three.
Well, let's announce the categories so everybody knows what they are. Keith, you actually have them in front of you.
I do. In no particular order, just the order that they're on my list. Best single issue, best series, which is ongoing.
Take off
Oh, okay.
You don't have to double fist the cokes for the rest of you.
No,
just needed the starter.
I just need the starter double coke. I'm very thirsty.
Yes.
Yeah. So best ongoing series, best mini series, best digital first, best writer, best artist, best original graphic novel, and best publisher.
All right, so my suggestion then is that we start out with best digital first.
It's a good category. This is the first year for digital first.
That's right.
Hey, I gotta use the Oscars where they do the background. Last year's winner.
Yes, I don't remember.
First, if we first year nominated, second year winning.
Yeah, yeah.
First in, last out.
How about let's not do that
part. All right, let's do round table.
Sounds good.
I hope all this stays in.
This was a really hard category for me. There are like so many great books, and certainly. There's a monster selling book that almost was my top pick for best digital first, but I am giving it for the heartstrings. I am best digital first to Little Gotham. I absolutely love that book, and it was my little present to myself every second Sunday for the whole year, and I miss it. Little Gotham. Mo.
I don't think that we're going to be surprising anybody with me in this category. I mean, obviously, Jim Justice is a book that I have been just since the beginning carrying on about. And so, I mean, it's my pick, though I will give a strong... I love Edison Rex, so I'm going to give that a strong runner-up. So I do think that that's a good series. I wish more people were reading from Monkey Brain, but Injustice is my pick for best digital first book of the year. Chris Dukker.
Another one from Monkey Brain, and I think it's a no-brainer, but is Dave.
Dave is a fine book.
Has only had one book, though, that came out in 2013. It's only had a second issue now in 2014.
Yeah.
So it is very new.
I still think it's warranted. It's
a great book.
It's so much fun. It's robot craziness. Pick it up. Or download it, that is.
Yes.
All right, your tablet and download it.
Thank you, Keith.
I am also going to go on to the Monkey Brain train with
nice rhyming. Good timing.
A fun comic that I just discovered and read the first six issues of Bandette. It's hilarious, and the art is awesome. So I just thought it was too good to not put as my favorite digital first. But my runner-up is going to be Batman 66. As a digital first, I love that book. It's great.
Nice, nice.
All right. You know what? I can't deny Mo's pick, Injustice, is the best digital first for me. But if you're looking for another digital first and you already buy Injustice, I would suggest you go with Justice League Beyond 2.0. Kyle Higgins, he's kicking it on that book, man. Really interesting storylines in a world I wasn't interested in before.
Excellent. Excellent. See, that's how we do it. Now, everybody brought, like, a surprise category. We want to throw out one of them here because we have, like, 15 to go through.
Yep.
So we should probably... Somebody who's got a surprise category? The other guys don't know what it is yet. It's going to be thrown out right now. All the preparations in the world. Who's... You got... Duker? Oh, Chris Duker?
Best cosplayer.
Best... And, you know,
can we not...
The,
pick one?
That's why not? Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, no, absolutely. Because the thing about the best...
Yo-Yo Han.
No. Yeah, the thing about the surprise categories is, I mean, other guys don't know it, but also it doesn't even have to be comic book related if you don't want it to. I mean, you can do whatever you want. It's kind of just open up there, so you give out an award. So best cosplayer, go ahead, Duker.
Yeah, so best cosplayer is Callie Cosplayer. She is, I believe she's from Florida, and I found she showed up in my newsfeed on Facebook about 4 months ago, and my God, the photography, the work, and the time that goes into some of the stuff that she does is just incredible. It doesn't matter that, yeah, you know what, from a guy's point of view, every guy would be like, wow, she's fantastic. And I'll leave it at that. And but across the board, you respect the fact that she's a fan and that she really puts a lot into what she does. And the photography that's done is absolutely fantastic. You can check it out at callicosplay.com, CalleCosplay.com. And you can also find her on Facebook under the same, just Callie Cosplay. You'll be stunned because, seriously, some of the photos that she puts out, it's like, wow, that it's incredible. And she's very versatile and looks different in many pictures. It's never the same thing where you think you see someone in costume, but when you see her, you're like, I believe that is She-Hulk. I believe that is Jean Grey. I believe that's Mary Jane. So there you go.
Have you earned your money from her then? No?
No money. I don't know what that means.
What else are you looking for? So now the thing about these categories is it's only if you can come up with one. You don't have to come up with them. But anybody else got a cosplayer that they want to mention?
Brett? Totally. Yaya Han. Yep.
Yaya Han? Okay, yeah. Go ahead.
She's great. She's she's one of the top cosplayers in the U.S. She's done a lot of judging of late. She's kind of crazy because she's so deep into it and so extreme, but she's also hot. So, you know.
So I got one. Kate, go ahead.
I would hope and I would think, I would assume that every cosplayer we're mentioning is very attractive.
So I'm going with Kate Pike. From CanadaCosplay.com. She was here at the Calgary Convention. She's a local girl. She was dressed as Jessica Rabbit, and you would see me walk by her booth between 75 and 100 times a day. Just going, I can't believe she has... She actually is drawn that way. I'm not kidding.
I remember seeing her. She was... I was floored.
Oh, my God.
I literally stopped in my tracks.
I know. I stopped in my tracks in front of her table 100 times. So anyways, yeah, I got to go with that. She's just, wow.
I, former adult film star Tara Patrick, met her at the Chicago Wizard World. She was lovely. I got my photo taken with her. And her and several other retired adult film stars are now doing the con circuit and doing, they do costumes and photo shoots. She was lovely. She signed my book too. I've got her autobiography.
Your what? Sorry, a book.
That's okay. Right.
And his chest.
and my boob.
Permanent marker.
And my boob.
Yeah. Nice. It's tattooed on there now.
Chris, you got one? Or are we moving on?
No. I don't have a favorite cosplayer. I am kind of curious if Tara Patrick is still married to.
She's not.
No, there was a musical guy.
What was his name? No, it wasn't Evan.
Evan
Skolnick.
Evan Skolnick. Yeah. No, they've been divorced for quite a few years.
Yeah, because he was with Little Lupe afterwards. But I don't think he's still with her. Because she's got a musical career going that's not good. Anyways. All right. Anyways.
Around the table with our secondary...
Yeah, what the hell?
Categories?
All right. Let's keep this loose. Let's keep it flowing. Let's
All right. Well, I had this one's pretty easy for me, considering for most of the year I did the Access All Ages column, so I thought that I would do a best all ages comic book, and more so than anything, I want to give wanted to have the chance to give an award to Art Baltazar and Franco, and so I am giving it to Aw Yeah Comics. So that is my favorite all ages comic of the year.
That's the new category, right?
Well, that's just one. It's his category.
Oh, okay, sorry.
For, yeah. It's only one out.
Sorry, I'm sorry.
So best all ages. Ooh, boy, man.
You know what? Keith has already brought this one up, but all ages. I can't think of a better present than you can get the youngster than Little Gotham. We've talked about it, but I mean, you can't mention Little Gotham enough. It is such a good book.
Little Gotham and Batman 66. I'm going to make that a tie.
Yeah, I mean, Batman 66. I've been reading too, and I enjoy that one. So I'll go with Batman 66.
You know, I'm going to go with this because my daughter, who is 3.5, loves My Little Pony, and read her My Little Pony.
It's a great book.
We got
it pisses me off how good it is.
We got My Little Pony as a free comic book day, and after about 2 months, it was finally destroyed and in the recycling bin, just from amount of reading. And I'm so proud that IDW is doing this book and making it for everybody, I only get choked up because my daughter is light of my life, and the fact that she's wants to read something like Daddy's books, comics, is pretty cool. So
yeah, I'm personally, Zucker, I can tell you, I'm personally looking forward to when she's 18.
That's yours. Jesus Christ. Let's move on.
Oh, wow. Oh, food is here. Let's make for a totally different podcast now. That looks adequately crunchy there, Keith.
You betcha. Yeah. I actually had not anticipated it would be as crunchy as it looks.
It is.
Which fish and chips. It's like a bonus that it's this crunchy. It is fish and chips. Chris is also for fish and chips, but you didn't hassle him for it.
That's true. Because
how are we doing here?
I got the quiet fish and chips.
There you go.
Rocky's lunch.
All right. Lunch. Thank you. Oh, sorry. Yeah. It's a huge burger. Wow. Thank you.
Wonderful. All right, so Chris, I guess you might as well give up one of your categories.
Sure. My category is best use of a visual reference on a podcast. I'm giving that one to Scott Qualchuk for last episode showing visual pictures several times during an audio podcast.
Nice.
I am totally giving it to Riley because if you had been there and seen Riley go into his cubby hole to dig out different comic books at various points in the podcast, that was awesome. Although a big fatty fat runner up to Robert Venditti for showing us his workroom.
Yeah, no, he took us around. Like, he literally took the camera and pointed it around to all the cool stuff in his workroom when we did the interview with him, so that was pretty cool. I mean, Kowalczyk, Riley, great picks. Yeah. All right, Keith?
I need to pick one of my own categories here?
Yeah, one of your own.
All right.
You need to look them up? You don't have them in your brain?
I do not. I try not to keep anything there.
That's a good choice.
You've been succeeding.
I'm gonna give a, let's see now. Here's a good one for chat. The silliest kerfuffle of the year, the silliest thing that the internet or comics fans in general got upset about. There's a wide variety here this year.
Yep.
Certainly, Superior Spider-Man, Batfleck. But I'm going to give it to Princess Leia can't fly in X-Wing.
Can you explain that?
It was the preview when the preview pages for the. Where the Brian Wood Star Wars came out. They were in Wired magazine, so they have much wider distribution for those images than IGN or our friends at Comicosity. And people were very upset that Princess Leia was flying an X-Wing, because it's never been established that she can fly an X-Wing. And clearly, how would she, someone that can only fly the Millennium Falcon,
learn that skill between those two movies. So that was the goofiest thing that people got mad about.
I think the goofiest thing people got mad about was the end of Man of Steel and Mark Waid's reaction to it. Talk about overblown. I personally think it's tough to top that one.
My turn?
Your turn, Duker.
I have to say Ben Affleck is Batman. Because, you know what? It doesn't matter if it's Ben Affleck or any other actor that you think cannot portray a certain character in a movie. Like, Heath Ledger is a good example as a Joker. When people announced Heath Ledger as the Joker, everyone went insane. Oh, he can't do that. And then here you go. So why not wait until you actually see the proof on the screen?
Well, the difference was I believe Heath Ledger had talent.
All right. Anyway. Well, that's one way to look at it. But I think Ben Affleck's going to be great. Aside from the fact that he sucked in Daredevil.
Christian Bale was also supposed to be terrible. The complaints about Christian Bale were that he was too serious an actor and that he did not have the right physical build for it.
Honest to God. Huh. Well, yeah, Michael Keaton had the right physical build. I mean, that's what you go to when you think of
Mr. Mom.
Yeah. No, but the thing is about I could say all those movies, the weakest part of them is Christian Bale.
I disagree.
I disagree with that, too.
Okay, kerfuffle.
Any of yours are fine. I'm not going to add anything new. Personally, I like to add the reward positivity on these things. So instead of... I'm giving this award, from my point of view, to the lack of kerfuffle. Alan Moore this year came out and blamed modern comics all on Grant Morrison. I immediately braced myself for the geek whiplash that my Twitter was about to receive, and nothing happened.
Well, seriously, who wants to defend Grant Morrison, even against Grant Morrison?
That's a good point.
That's an excellent point. I need it. All right.
How's everything,
Good, very good. Thank you. I got the.
Oh,
no, you're. Well, too late. I got the best comic book movie that wasn't actually a comic book, and I'm giving that to Pacific Rim. Why are you laughing so hard, Duker?
Because I totally agree with you. That's awesome. Right. There's my vote.
Right? I haven't seen it, but I'll give it to that too.
Well, did you see anything this year that was that was like science fiction a year, whatever, that wasn't a comic book movie that could have been?
Other than Star Trek Into Darkness, probably not. And Star Trek Into Darkness is close.
Yeah.
So.
Chris.
I have to sit this one out. I agree with you. Pacific Rim does have a huge comic book back. But nothing pops to mind. We've had better years for pseudo comic book movies to judge. We had enough comic book movies this year for a change.
Next year this time, we should all mention I, Frankenstein, which none of us will see.
Yeah, exactly.
On a technicality, I'm going to say Red 2.
Nice.
That's good. All right, let's get back to a real category as we continue to eat and go on here. Since we've gone around the room.
Report on what you're eating, too.
Oh, I got... Well, yeah. Why wouldn't they be interested in that? Because we know you got the fish and chips. You already mentioned that's crunchy, and Chris got the same.
With sweet potato fries. I got sweet potato fries.
Yeah, he just got regular fries. Because you're a little more highfalutin of the two of you. Yeah,
that's true.
Yeah, I just got a pizza, just a pepperoni deluxe pizza with it's got mushrooms, green peppers, I don't know what the hell this other stuff is.
Onions.
Mushrooms, no. Onions.
Cheese, double cheese.
Yeah.
Oh. There's crust and, you know, there's bread.
People that know me know I'm somewhat of a chance or a fan of cheese, which is probably why my doctor has me coming in tomorrow to talk about those cholesterol tests that I had done.
That's Monday.
But you're a cheese whore.
That's a good point.
You know what's awesome is the 10 minutes it took to blend this blended margarita, still ice chunks in it.
Yeah, I know.
So she really could have kept that moving.
It was 10 minutes, not constant.
What are you eating there, Duke? I see lots of bacon on those.
Yeah, I'm eating the Rocky's Lounge Burger with bacon and lettuce. More lettuce. But it's quite delicious.
What are you drinking?
I'm drinking my second beer. It's a pint of Okanagan Spring Ale.
It's the pale ale.
Pale ale.
And I'm having a nice spicy burger.
It's the Flames Burger.
Yeah, the Flames Burger. That's right.
And what are you drinking?
The Okanagan Springs 1516.
I'm just drinking Coke, but I had two of them. Now I'm just down to one.
Yes. Yeah. All right, shall we do a category then?
Sure.
Let's do best miniseries. So, Mo, why don't you give us the best miniseries?
There was a lot of great miniseries this year from Dark Horse and Image, especially Image. I mean, it just has so many. Other places, too. I mean, I loved Hit, for instance, you know, from Boom. I mean, there was a lot of great miniseries. But I got to go with Secret Weapons. I love Secret Weapons. I think Secret Weapons is so clever. And I can't wait to see how he does the Jimmy Robinson does the ongoing series Image. Five Weapons. What did I say?
Secret Weapons.
Oh, sorry. You know what? I've been reading a lot of Valiant lately, and they have a book called Secret Weapons.
And technically now not a miniseries.
Yep.
Well, it was last year.
Number six just came out.
Yep.
I'm still giving it. I still consider it a miniseries. I'm sorry. That's still a miniseries. So Five Weapons. Sorry. Five Weapons, Jimmy Robinson, Image is my pick. The most unique, beautiful, unique art, beautiful coloring, beautiful layouts, the way he does it, unique characterizations, unique pacing, a pacing that was like any other book I can think of ever, pretty much, the way it's paced and done. So, you know, very cerebral, but also, I wouldn't say certainly not all ages, not an all ages book, but certainly something I'd be comfortable giving kids as well, the way it's done. Very, very good book.
My turn.
Joker.
Well, there's no shortage of amazing Image books at all these days, and that could be foreshadowing to an answer to a later question for me. But I would say Comeback, one of the best time travel stories I've ever read. A lot of fun, great pace, amazing art. Is my pick.
Written by a friend of the show, Ed Brisson. Excellent.
That's right. Amazing.
All right, my pick is from Dark Horse. I'm going with Breath of Bones, A Tale of the Golem, which the first issue I thought was spectacular, and I really like the miniseries as a whole, but I'm going to throw Image a little love with a runner-up of Ted McKeever's Miniature Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Always worth it.
Okay, I'm going to sneak in a weird one here. I doubt anyone here has read it. Hell, Nebraska.
I read that last night.
Really?
No.
an excellent right little book about the end of the world and biblical ramifications in the model world. Nice little miniseries.
The model world?
Modern world.
Okay.
Modern world. Nice little series, independently produced. Available in Comicology Submit, although physical copies are available if you can find them.
Oh. Well, I went back and forth with this category. Certainly a ton of great miniseries. I'm gonna give this award to a book that it may not say miniseries on the cover, but anyone with half a brain knew that it was a miniseries. Superior Spider-Man. We call it a maxi series.
Wow.
We're just throwing out any rules, aren't we? There's no rules on this thing.
Calling it, I did wonder if you can really call any Marvel comic an ongoing anymore.
Yeah.
It's really just a maxi series with no.
Hey, guess what, guys? Number one comes out next week.
That's
what?
Right.
Number one was last week. Nope. Yeah.
Sorry, Keith.
I love that they've that now with Hawkeye they've just given up numbering entirely. The numbering now is 14, 16, 15. It's awesome. I thought the point ones were hard enough to keep track of, but now. Now they just abandon any concept of numbers. Next one will be number Q, and then it'll be number smiley face,
and the 800th printing,
and then number BLT.
Yeah. And you know what? The good thing is that it's proof that that was great proof that the whole idea of number 700 something being unsellable is they've thrown that out, right? Because if you're going to go with number Q. All right. What are we going to do? Another category or one of our own? Or let's do another one. Let's do another main category. Don't you think?
Yeah. Yeah. We sure. Won't have enough of the other ones. If
yeah. Yeah. Exactly. So what else we got going on, Keith? Mr. Eric Duker. I don't know. What do you want? Oh, best publisher? Want to do best publisher?
Sure. Yeah.
All right. Best publisher? Valiant. End of story. Image close, Valiant, and a story.
All right, I think we know Mo's.
Apologies, I'm stuffing French fries into my piggy little mouth. My best publisher.
There's a joke there I didn't make.
My best publisher, and I never. No offense, but I never thought I'd say this. Image Comics. I have picked up more Image in the last year than I ever have.
Is that because of me and Brett?
Part of it. Yep, and. And also Chris at Alpha Comics is amazing at suggesting new titles that he knows I'll love, and they worked out great. Enjoying the hell out of a lot of the Image books. There you go.
All right. I, like Mo, I'm also going to give it to Valiant. This may be a little odd, but after reading virtually every Valiant comic ever published, I've come to realize that the new Valiant is, they make really good comic books, so I appreciate that. So, Valiant it is.
I have to go with DC. I'm surprised about this. Usually I'll either give my vote to where my heart belongs, Marvel, or try to really hype a
Monkey Brain was yours last year.
Monkey Brain was an up-and-coming.
Nice enough.
But I was going through my monthly buy list, and they've done an excellent job of promoting comic books, theirs as well as everybody else's. I really think they're doing a better job than anybody else. I'm more excited about my DC right now than my Marvel, and I find that's never happened.
Interesting. I think Chris may be using my notes, because I'm giving it to Monkey Brain. Image was a close second. I went back and forth. Image had a great year. They've had a great couple of years. But
Monkey Brain's awesome.
Monkey Brain is doing great work. They're taking a lot of chances. Innovative. A wide variety of books. High Crimes is one of the best books out there. Of course, Theremin, Dave. Yeah, just really terrific work.
Any one of those, I could have easily given the best digital first two.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yeah,
absolutely.
Almost their entire line really is in that category.
Yeah.
Just stellar work, and I love the price point. I love I wish High Crimes was more frequent.
The thing is, I think I could make an argument for almost every publisher. I can make an argument for Marvel. I can make an argument for DC. I'm making an argument for Boom. Like I think there's a lot. I mean, I was even looking at one point we were going to do last year. We did the countdown for our, you know, best we viewed books and worst we viewed books. And this year we threw out that idea. But at one point I was looking at it. I was just looking at my list of books that I liked that we did the reviews for on the show. And it was so much larger than my list of books that I hated. And this is really something that's flipped over the last couple of years. You can make an argument for a lot of, I mean, I feel like the industry is in an upswing. We talk about this, and the sales are showing it. And I think you can make an argument for a lot of the publishers out there having great years.
And you know what? Sorry to jump in, but on that note too, the amount of incredible creator-owned series, whether it's indie or a creator-owned series picked up by a big publisher,
I've never picked up more sort of quote-unquote indie books like in my life. Mm-hmm. And that should scare the hell out of Marvel and DC.
Me and Brett. That's because of me and Brett.
Oh, and like one, for instance, just finished with Scam.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Am I pushing it? Sure I am. But it's a great book. It was so much fun. So there you go. Scam by Joe Mulvey at a Comics Tribe. So we can't not say that.
Mm-hmm.
But there you go. I never thought I'd... My Marvel and DC balance.
I'm going to throw up one of my categories since we're going around again here. One of my categories is best book that you never heard of by a small publisher. And I give that to Department of Monsterology from Renegade Arts, Inc. And I think it's a terrific little miniseries that came out. And everybody should be checking it out. That's the type of thing we're talking about. Maybe your pick on that would be then Scam from Comixology.
Yeah. Comics
Tribe, sorry.
Comics Tribe, yeah. No, for sure. And these guys...
On Comixology, though.
Comixology.
Yeah, so and...
The Department of Monsterology isn't. You can get the PDFs, though, from Renegade Art Inc.'s website, though, and they're, you know, to support it that way if you can't get it yourself.
And in terms of supporting great books, since my favorites for this category is Scam, I'd say check out this. Just type in Scam Kickstarter and you'll find it.
Yeah.
You'll be impressed.
Cool.
I'll go with your Department of Monsterology.
You like it too? Yeah,
I did.
It was actually reviewed by I think it was USA Today, and was like their pick of the week. So, you know, you think people would have heard of it, but it is just tough for that small publisher to get the publicity. What's the best, Chris? What do you think is the best book that nobody ever heard of this year? I mean, it's probably you already gave one.
Yeah. No. I'm going to go with Power Play. It's one of the first. Native format iPad digital books, really a kinetic book. It was a lot of fun. I enjoyed it. It's all out now and it's cheap.
Tiger Lawyer.
There you go.
I love Tiger Lawyer. How many issues did that came out?
Nice.
Over the last 12 months.
Two? Three.
Is it all three in?
And he's working on four.
Is it all three in the same year though, or was one in?
No, that's a good point. I think the first.
I think you're right. I did notice on the ad for Comixology.
Yes.
On the Comixology homepage, Tiger Lawyer is one of the snapshots that they're using.
That's awesome.
Promote Comixology.
And on the smaller version of that, it's the only.
It's just comic. Yeah. Sure.
And the same writer as Dave that was mentioned earlier.
Oh, yeah.
Ryan Ferrier, yeah.
Yeah, hats off to Ryan for that one.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. Oh, yeah, I know. He's very talented. All right, well, Duker, what's one of your little random categories there?
I am going to put out there best collected work. And by that I mean whether it's a hardcover or my pick is Artist Editions through IDW. It's kind of an open category, but it's a really niche market. I'll jump back. The IDW has put out these artist editions. In short, it's basically the closest you can get to owning the original artwork without owning the original artwork. They're a bit of a steep price point, hence the niche market. But the books are incredibly, they're beautifully put together. For example, like John Romita, Volume 1 and 2 of Amazing Spider-Man, Gil Kane's Amazing Spider-Man, Dave Mazzucchelli's Daredevil. There's so many. Like, just look on the IDW site and you'll find them. But there's my.
You know, I'm going to jump out of order here because I got to just go before Brett steals in case he's going to. Mind Management? The hardcover that they put together for Mind Management is so beautiful.
Well,
and gorgeous. And it's just great. Unreal.
It's great because it's different than the issues and it's different than the digital books. So, I mean,
worried you'd steal it, and I figure since we're going to be the same, we'll just jump in and do it together. We're both going with
totally
Mind
fair.
Management from Dark Horse for
that is all right.
The Matt Kent's incredible work. Beautiful. Yep. Chris.
You're catching me by surprise here. I don't have a...
Perfect. Keith.
Peter Panzerfaust, book one, oversized, collects issues 1 through 12. A gorgeous book. Just a beautiful collection. Really impressed with that. Can I get a rum and coke?
Yeah, why go down?
Dark, please.
Yeah.
Did you want ice in that?
I'm good, yeah.
That's blended or...
And can I get one of the pale, please?
Sorry?
Same as him.
The same parallel, okay.
All right, and Peter Pan's Press being a fantastic book, too, so not surprised that, just on your note, I'm not surprised it looks amazing. Peter Pan's Press.
Yeah, it's a great and oversized edition, too. So yeah.
Is your pull quote in there? Or?
I do have pull quote on the back cover of that book.
I figured, yeah.
No wonder you like that. It's a great pull quote. I didn't know that until the book arrived.
And then you open it and went, wait a minute, there's pictures
of the year for me. Pull quote of the year for me, though, is Brett, if you're not reading Injustice, you're stupid.
That's great.
I just hope that shows up.
Yeah, that would be awesome. All right, so let's see now. So my next category is best comic book experience. And now for me, this one's actually like when I'm reading a book and the art is just so different and the writing is so good that it just makes for a perfect overall experience of reading like a collection of books together. And this is going to surprise a lot of people, but I'm going to give it to Hawkeye because I caught up on Hawkeye, and honestly, given the art that's used and the different things that the David Aja does, and you know Matt Fraction, the way he writes that character, I love it, and it's just a great all around comic experience for me.
Interesting.
Anybody else got one?
I got one. I'll give it to Elephant Man, which Brett gave me at the Secret Santa, and I read and was. I mean, you look at the book in the front, and you think it's going to be this lighthearted little book, and then you get into it, and it's this book that is parallels real life war and is very, very hard hitting, but beautiful art and different art, and so well written and really enveloping into an entire universe in a really beautiful way.
And it's different because the universe is different because it's like...
Zero.
Because it's a private detective story that has a war background, you know, which is awesome.
Very, very much that. I'm giving it to Elephant Man.
Injustice. I like the... tablet format.
You didn't even give Chris his chance to say he doesn't have one. He's sitting it out. Chris, would you just like
Chris,
to say that?
Chris was still thinking.
No, I'm still thinking. Go ahead.
Still thinking. I just, you know, that's instinct from our years of working together on the podcast. I just knew that he was still contemplating. And
best comics experience.
Well, thank you.
Thank you very much.
No,
it's a drink break right now.
Yeah,
we're all getting drinks. If you're wondering why it's dead air,
well, yeah, it's no edits on this one, Brad.
Won't be dead air. It's got ice being poured in.
That air is
fascinating.
It's so cold.
It's carbonated.
This podcast feels Calgary. This podcast feels cold and carbonated.
It is. It's taking place in Atlanta.
Whenever people say that they don't care for the art on Injustice, I honestly have to think about it because I am so not aware of the physical part of reading when I read Injustice. I am so absorbed in the story that I actually have to go back through and, like, I don't know, did I like it? Didn't I? I was completely in the story.
You could really have it drawn by, like, you know, Mo, and then it would probably be just...
I would get that just to support you, I like to be a pal.
I totally agree. I know what you're saying, though. I mean, and I do think that they've been working hard to be better artists on it, but it was pretty rough when it started. Yeah. Chris?
You know
Duker
what?
Or Beck?
Beck? I think I had the most fun this year, and it's not the best book, but the most fun catching up on my FF issues. Matt Fraction, who I haven't terribly enjoyed much, mixed with Mike Allred's art. I fell behind a little bit, and I read them in a clump, and all of a sudden these characters started to really resonate with me, and I'd say that's my best experience this year.
Well, shit.
I'll put my beer down. believe it or not, Jesus, and I didn't
you
think
didn't
I have
any
this.
Comics. All right.
No,
well.
I'm kind of at a loss. I think there's so many books I'm Perfect. Really enjoying, and so many new books I'm enjoying, that it's going to come to me after we finish recording, and I say, oh, crap. But you know what? That's where I'm at. So
tweet it out. tweet it out, though.
Okay, I will.
So the other Chris is the one without something this time, but is your category here, Chris?
My category, best Kickstarter of the year. Personally, I am going with Lady Saber, done by Greg Rucka. This is a Kickstarter I supported early on, and my book just kept getting bigger and bigger, and then cloth covers, then insert maps, and the thing is gorgeous. And really, for a low-level contributor like myself, a great value. And I love comic books through Kickstarter. I think this is the future of comic books. So that's why I bring it up.
I got nothing for that.
I'm going to say Max Collins, lead singer of Eve 6. His crowdfunded solo album, first solo album. And I just got my reward the other day, handwritten lyrics to my favorite Eve 6 song, Here's to the Night. So very happy with how that turned out. And he had the album to us so fast.
Oh, super
fast. He had digital tracks to us. Two of them during the crowdsourcing, because it wasn't Kickstarter, it was the music one.
Pledge Music.
And so he had two tracks during it, and then like just a week or two after, you could get the whole album. So
yeah,
it was fast turnaround for the
And I got my note, which it wasn't lyrics, but it was actually just a handwritten letter to me, which was really nice. So
very cool.
But I myself will give it to Aw Yeah Comics because you know. Because that was awesome.
That was a solid one. Yeah.
Of course, that is disqualified on the technicality that it wasn't a Kickstarter.
Not true, because these categories...
I should have said crowdfunded.
The second Kickstarter wants to sponsor the show, then I will worry about it. We're now using it as a generic term, much like Xerox.
Google this,
I still like to make photocopies by Canon. However, Xerox wins, you bastard. But mine for Kickstarter has to be, and I am called Comic Canuck for a reason. I like pushing Canadiana. However, True Patriot Volume 2, which is the introduction. The first one was introduction of a whole new band of Canadian superheroes, headed up by award-winning writer Jay Torres out of Toronto. And just search up True Patriot, and whether you're Canadian or not, I got Volume 1 after backing it, and these guys are just fantastic. Put together a beautiful book, and the who's who of Canadiana in terms of artists and writers, a collection of stories. Good work.
Have you seen a Nirvana Kickstarter yet? It's on Kickstarter. It's a superhero called Nirvana. She was an early Canadian superhero, published right alongside Comic Canuck. There's a Kickstarter now. Captain Canuck.
Yeah. I'm not in a comic yet, but one day.
there is a Kickstarter to reprint all the surviving issues.
Oh, very cool.
It looks really cool.
I'll check it
out,
man. Thanks. Yeah, I'll check it out.
Keith? Isn't his disqualified for being an Indiegogo instead of a Kickstarter?
Actually, that's wrong. Indiegogo, they were on Indiegogo for their first volume.
Yeah.
Their second volume is Kickstarter.
How did they manage that? Because I thought you couldn't be a Canadian.
I have no idea.
Kickstarter has his Canadian.
Oh, is they? Okay.
Yeah. Wow. So now we're going to fight.
Yeah.
We are.
Okay. Yeah. Indian leg wrestling. Go ahead.
Let's go. That's racist.
Let's keep going.
We'll see if anyone else has one for this for my category. Shaggy Dog of the Year story.
Shaggy Dog story of the year.
Define.
A Shaggy Dog story is one where it is a long trip to a very stupid ending. It is a story about a Shaggy Dog.
I've got one.
And I'm giving this to Age of Ultron.
Oh, I'm with you. That's mine, you bastard.
What a long haul.
What a piece of shit
to a dumb
that
ending.
Was. Hated it.
It is the longest walk to a preview book that has ever
you
happened.
You've opened up my rage.
Go. I want
to
hear it.
I swear to God, that is the biggest waste of effing time ever. The concept to start out was really cool. And the first six issues I was into, I'm like, holy crap, this is actually really good. Much to my surprise after crap like Fear Itself. But Fear Itself is an Academy Award winner when you get to the end of Age of fucking Ultron, which was horrible. Hey, by the way, the universe is fractured. Check out these 10 new fucking books we're doing. I gotta stop. All right, next.
I got a question about Age of Ultron, something I've never been able to quite figure out. Now, did they just misnumber or solicit the wrong thing? What was with the last book being numbered AU? Because that's where the conclusion of the story is.
Yes, that's the whole...
I don't get why they
that's
would
that's the
not...
problem with this piece of shit series.
I mean, when you have the conclusion in a fuck a secondary book.
Well, I can't even begin to. I can't even begin to tell you guys. I'm sorry to jump in. I can't begin to tell you how much rage has filled me. The money I spent on this piece of crap.
I remember getting an email from you.
Sorry.
What I love is that I tried to calm you down
at the time.
It was so ridiculously obvious that the first six issues of this book, the ones by Hitch, were done like 3 years ago.
Yeah,
and they. Was absolutely 100% without a doubt Peter Parker Spider-Man in those books, and they're like, no, seriously, it's the superior Spider-Man. Like, no, it obviously Fuck. Isn't. Like, Holy there's nothing shit. About it. And then they did the Spider-Man AU, got Christos Gage to write it over an evening, and they're like, see, this proves the whole time.
I've never been filled with so much rage over a
That was actually
fucking one, series than this one.
When
it was horrible.
When I read issue one, I went, "This is Peter Parker. Yeah, I don't get it. I'm not going to read anymore."
That was like, the right call. That was good instinct.
Yeah.
I thought, "Hey, wow! In the future, Peter Parker's back. Wait, nope, he's here in the present. What the hell's happening?"
I'm not even going to jump in because
I don't stick around to something that's crap.
But I mean, I'm just saying with this category.
I'm with Duker though. The first couple of issues were strong. Yeah. I mean, they just clearly took place 4 years ago.
For the most part, and most
angry,
of it was great.
I'm not as angry, but you know.
But I'm just saying, like I can't beat that. So
yeah. I'm
gonna let it go.
I am not angry. I'm filled with rage of Galactus because they had such first few issues. Like this concept is amazing. I don't know how they're gonna tie it back to the regular Marvel universe, which is total crap right now. But this is good. They finally got out of their. Someone else talk.
If Dicker was a DC fan, he would turn into a Red Lantern right now.
Oh,
but unfortunately for him,
would be awesome.
He's Marvel fanboy.
That's
usually
me. That's why I'm so happy.
I'm going to join you, Mo.
He'll turn into a zombie instead.
Yeah. I didn't pay for it.
Keith, you read it? You didn't pay for it?
Marvel Unlimited.
I made some folks very.
I would have canceled Marvel Unlimited after that.
Technically, then you did pay for it.
I made some folks very upset when I you know admitted at the end that I had gotten all of them from codes on Twitter. I didn't pay for a single
right.
issue.
So if you actually paid for them, you'd have as
I
more
would.
Not
I
as would. Much as me, but maybe a little bit more rage.
I think I would have the same amount of rage, but I would deserve to have the rage as opposed to now where I don't really
where you still just called it a shaggy dog.
I still respect the fact that you hated it.
Doesn't DC need to do some hasn't Marvel shown that it's working and it's popular and it's a success and it's financially good and it's good for your fan base and everything like that? Why isn't DC doing something like that? Christ sakes.
Keith, why don't you give us a regular category?
Category.
Are we doing a regular category? Oh. No, wait. I think.
By the way, I'm still seething with rage.
Yes. Yes. I was actually trying to get.
Well, we never gave Chris a chance for a Shaggy Dog.
No, I don't got one.
dude, how do you? What do you say?
You can't
after
follow.
That?
I mean, I have to agree. It was a terrible series that went nowhere. That was obvious 4 pages into the first issue.
Yes.
Yeah. Hey, look, everybody. I don't care. Spoilers, blah, blah, blah. Don't read it. Hey, look, Hank Pym. Oh, my God, everybody. We have to fix the fucking universe in a series that's going to suck ass and get canceled. Done. All right, next category.
Yeah, I think
Holy
we need a new
crap.
Category.
Yeah. Yes.
Otherwise, this is going to be the Age of Ultron podcast.
You're right.
I'd apologize, but I'm not going to.
Well, you were the one that said we got 24 hours of recording.
Yes.
Okay, regular categories. A best original graphic novel. This was a tough.
I thought this was called something else.
Oh, sorry.
I don't know what did you think it was
Go
called.
I misread the email.
Okay, but He thought Ogun was a separate category.
Sorry, keep going.
That's. I'm giving this to Strange Attractors. Curiously, this book, Strange Attractors, actually showed up on one of my best ofs for 2012, but it wasn't published as a graphic novel until 2013, making it qualifying.
Nice technicality, buddy.
For 2013, a great book, very clever, and really showed the prowess of Charles Soule, who has become a superstar overnight, basically. Terrific book, and one of the few that actually explains the chaos theory in a way that has some relation to chaos theory, as opposed to what usually happens when it's explained in comics.
You haven't actually said anything, Chris, back there in a long time. I'll give you the chance.
All right.
Who go next?
I'm going with Richard Stark's Slay Ground by Darwin Cook. Darwin Cook, once again, pulls it out, takes the worst Parker novel and adapts it into a form where I actually think it's the best book of the series.
Reverse order.
Okay, so for my best new series of 2013, I'm going to give that to Five Weapons.
This isn't a new series.
Well, I didn't read any original graphic novels, so I decided that this category wasn't worth it. So best new series of 2013, Five Weapons. I love
well,
that series.
Well, just to get back on track, we'll just jump over him because he's still
I do have a runner-up. I was going to give that to East of West.
Oh, yeah.
Just to give a little Hickman look.
Well, I'm personally going with Bedlam.
I thought nice choice, buddy.
Yeah, I think that's the best new series of 2013. I mean, here's a book that when I'm looking, you guys are the only ones still reading original graphic novels. You realize that, right?
Why wouldn't you read original graphic? It's where the fine art
I have not
of comics
I have not said I've
best.
Not read a single one during 2013.
I don't even know what that is.
Yeah. But I read a lot of new series, and there was a lot of great new series, but I think Bedlam, so good.
You were jacking it over Underwater Welder last year.
What was
now
he
you're
jacking?
Talking about how...
Underwater Welder was my second runner-up last year.
You can't make a double entendre out of a reference
and
that's
for,
already a double
and
entendre.
And for the record, Underwater Welder, which, by the way, yes, I did read, everybody, was amazing. It was fantastic.
Last year, it was the best...
Cooper's trying to make a double entendre out of a single entendre.
The best new series, so Bedlam is the pick for best new series. Very funny book that didn't seem like it was going to be so funny. I mean, it's a horrific first episode or first issue. And, Riley Rossman was on it and did great art, and then they survived when they moved to a new artist and just continued to be terrific. And I think Nick Spencer does a great job with it. So
I thought it was too bad that on that note, sorry that Rossman left because
he's doing great work over in Drumheller.
No, I've yet to read that, but I liked his work on Bedlam.
So
really.
What's your pick?
Best new series?
Yeah.
Without a doubt, and only, I think, two issues came out. November, December, Black Science for Commander. My God,
it was a good book.
It's incredible. That's all I'm going to say. Pick up Black Science. Please, pick up Black Science.
Best new series is Black Science, or Bedlam. Yeah. So that was an interesting. That was a good category.
I'm glad we
picked that one. I think we got to keep that one up every year.
Yes.
I think that should be every year.
How come
a regular series,
a best new series.
Well, go ahead if you want.
Go ahead. Absolutely. Feel free.
Despite only having one issue published in 2013, Dave.
Okay.
Nice.
I read it twice in one day. It was
great. It was.
It's
great.
It's worth reading.
And just for the listening audience, Keith is about to kill all of us with a butter knife.
Pretty much.
Dull butter knife.
Pretty much. He's right now. He's got his iPhone in his hand, and he's sitting there. He's wondering how heavy that thing is. He's like, "Is it good enough as a weapon?" I got an Nexus 5. It's actually bigger than that, so I think I could block you. Like we have like some, you know, sword fight with our phones. You want to do it,
Chris? What do you think?
That thing's heavier, mind you.
Well, yeah. No, I'm not sure what started this year.
Every Marvel book.
Well, I was going with Avengers Arena, which I love.
That's true.
But I'm not sure if it...
No, technically it didn't.
For those at home, I made Duker spit pop out of his a beer out of his nose.
Oh, that was awesome.
That was great. It's so true. I agree with you, Keith.
Yes, the Enough Already award
Every
for them
Marvel
restarting
book.
All their books.
Hey, guys, it's been 2 months. By the way, number one comes out next week.
You remember, I remember sitting there, like I remember as a kid, I think 13 years old, and picking up Power Man Iron Fist, one of the books I would regularly carry. Like it's issue 92. They're laying the seeds, and I can see it for issue 100 and building that anticipation towards it. They didn't have to go out of their way to create an event. The event happened organically. Issue 100 was an event, and issue 50, even issue 25, and they've totally taken that away. Just a little rant there in the middle of nowhere.
So I'm actually the worst person for this one because the first four of the first five books I collected from number one because I wanted to be in on the ground floor. Like in 1984, Power Pack, Machine Man. A book called Zero Tolerance that lasted two issues. But I had
did
the whole
they relaunch
run.
It
I had the whole
that?
I had the whole run. It did not did not relaunch.
All right.
And
the whole run.
To my idea, I had a complete run of both.
Nice.
And Micronauts, which was a relaunch, actually. Micronauts was the New Voyages. It was the relaunch of that book when they took out all the ones that they didn't own the rights to.
All right, then. But why don't we split up our best artist and writer right now? So we'll do, which one do you want to do, best writer or best artist right now? And then we'll go into another one of our other categories.
Okay. I don't know. What do you guys want to
do? Let's do artists, right? Because writers are more important.
Oh! Fair enough. There you go.
Oh, what happened there?
Yeah. Wow. I don't know what just happened.
Duker, best artist.
I'm gonna stick with it, and I know we've said it before, but Fiona Staples, Saga, done.
Fine. All right.
Nothing else needs to be said. She does everything on that book. Everything.
Beautiful.
So when you start, and then you see people cosplaying as Saga characters, it's like. It's just nice to see. It's all of a sudden art's translated from the page, but her art is. It's great.
You know, the thing is cool. when they're listing on, I can't remember what the website is, but they're listing the top selling trade paperbacks, and they're listing, it didn't say Ed Brubaker's Saga. It didn't say Ed Brubaker and Fiona Staples. I'm sorry. Should not. Frank Avon.
Thank God it didn't say Ed Brubaker.
It could have, and that would have been even worse upon the 90s. But no, it just said Fiona Staples Saga. Like she is getting a lot of the credit and deservedly so. She does great work. It's a nice pick there, Comic Canuck.
Thank you.
All right.
It was an easy pick.
I am going to go with David. Jeff, whatever, and for Hawkeye.
Theme?
Yes, it is a theme. Yes, yeah. I mean, honestly, like when he's doing the art on the book, I love it. Like it's just so original and so different that I mean, it's great.
I don't read.
He's a spectacular artist. It really is.
Yeah.
I don't read that book, but I have treated my comic historical library sometimes and flipped through it, and it's beautiful work.
Yeah, it's so crazy. It's different. So I love
the guys
it.
Of Phoenix will be happy to hear that.
Well. You took mine, David Hajo on Hawkeye. Like, that would exist without the art.
Yeah, no, it wouldn't. It wouldn't.
It's my favorite Marvel book of the month, every month. And considering the fact I have really complicated feelings for Matt Fraction, the art is the only explanation, and it's so different than anything else.
He's done a lot of work for various publishers last year, and certainly his work in January of 2014 has tipped him over for my favorite artist right now, Phil Noto. Covers are amazing. His work on Thunderbolts was so cool, and his new Black Widow, which didn't technically qualify for the Wee Talkies, but is some really beautiful work that he's doing right now. I will enjoy all four issues before they change artists. Because it's a Marvel book.
Or the book.
And it's shipping every day and a half.
I'm sure number one comes out next week.
Yeah. they'll have a new artist when they relaunch at number one. And then number three will come out. because that's the way it works now.
Okay,
volume,
that was
one, volume one, number three.
By the way, for the listening audience, that was almost twice I spit my beer in my mouth because of Keith.
I'm saying to the other guys who right now, Keith and Brett both have their phones on the table, remove it before it gets covered in beer. Well, I mean, if I'm going to be sitting there giving Valiant Runaway best publisher, let's highlight a few of the people that are working there. And among them, I think a man who's an exclusive artist for them. He has worked for the others and just recently assigned the exclusive artist for them, though. And he almost won for me last year. He is Clayton Henry. He does the best facial expressions, I believe, in comic books right now. I think he just easily does the best facial expressions in comic books, and as well as doing tremendous character design. So Clayton Henry is my pick for Artist of the Year.
Yes.
All right. Actually, you know, let's just do Best Writer.
Yep. Let's run right
Mo,
into it.
Jump into Best Writer.
This, to me, Keith says that writers are more important. Certainly...
Keith jokes that writers were more important.
I think the best writers and artists make everything great.
Well, the thing is that...
I meant nothing.
I mean, I do truly follow it's more like of the
chocolate
writers,
and,
right?
It's like a Reese's peanut butter cup, though. It is chocolate and peanut butter.
Exactly.
You cannot say which one's more important.
Peanut and jam.
Even though
and jam.
It's peanut butter.
It is peanut butter.
Oh, it's totally the peanut butter.
But you can't say that.
Sorry, Mo. Go ahead. Keith interrupted. So,
that was all Duker's fault right there.
So anyway.
The table show, that was clearly Duker's fault.
I'm outnumbered. I'm the only comic book therapy guy here, so.
Yeah.
You know.
Anyways.
You're the only comic guy here who needs therapy, did you say?
That's not true.
No, not true at all.
I hope there's plugs later so I can put my site out there.
Which site? Anyways.
Do you have a site?
Anyways, I was going to say, I mean, again, though, I do follow more of the writers, and there's been so many good books this year that it becomes difficult to give this category. I mean, I could just give it to so many people. So I'm going to give it a runner-up, though, to Nick Spencer, who with Bedlam and did one style book, and then he turned around and does another hilarious book with Superior Foes of Spider-Man. Just so funny and so good.
Superior Foes is amazing.
I love it.
And Secret
so
Avengers
much fun.
Was
yeah.
Very good.
I think Nick Spencer.
Morning Glories is so sweet.
And you know, I haven't even read Morning Glories. And Nick Spencer is awesome. So he gets my runner-up, and it's very, very close. It was up until this second, I couldn't decide if it was going to be him. But I got to give it to Dan Slott because, I mean, we all should have hated it. Everybody should have hated it. Everybody should have... The fact that he was able to turn around the hatred and increase the sales and do what he did and take us on that ride with Superior Spider-Man.
And the death threats.
And the death threats. So brave. And you know, I really sit there going, like, I finish an issue of Superior Spider-Man, I put it down, I go, it's not that well written, so why is it I can't stop waiting? I can't wait till the next week to get it again, you know? like it's just unbelievable. I'm like, his dialogue isn't that good. His plots don't seem that complicated, but it just it's a story. It's a ride. I just think it's pretty remarkable what he pulled off this year. So I give you a Dan Slott.
Hi again. I am going to give it to Rick Remender. That's it.
Makes sense.
I need to say nothing else on that. Black Science, pick it up. Deadly Class, by the way, right last night. And I did Deadly Class number one through Remender, and I did say, I put on Twitter, I said, that feeling you get of wanting to give a standing ovation at the end of a movie is the feeling I had after reading number one.
I usually get that same in the bedroom. I get that same...
When you decide it's time to get up?
Yeah.
So yeah. The good thing about...
I'm a heavy boy. When I get up, it's usually pretty impressive. He did that all by himself.
And the best thing, folks, about a comics podcast is we talk about comics, and there tends to be a lot of fantasy involved, things that don't exist. Okay, Brett, you're up.
Okay.
Based on Mo.
Excellent.
I'm never getting invited again.
I am going to give it to really the one writer that constantly blows me away in everything that he's written, and that's Tom Taylor. Injustice... every single damn time I read it, I love it. And I've started reading some other Tom Taylor stuff, and frankly, I love those too.
Yeah. The only reason I didn't give it to Tom Taylor is just because I don't feel like I have enough of a sample other than Injustice. I've read a few things, but you know, I didn't read like his authority and other things, so that's you know.
You haven't read The Deep, you really need to.
I bought it from Comixology, yeah. But I have not yet read it. But yeah, I mean, that's kind of the only thing keeping him, because I think he's the most talented guy out there right now.
And sure. I'm gonna give us a runner up to Robert Venditti, because I mean,
we not take mine?
I think.
Damn it!
All right, then you explain.
You runner up 8 guys. There.
By the way, I did not do a
boom,
runner
boom,
up.
Boom, boom, boom. I'm left with Hickman. I don't want to be left with Hickman this year. It's Venditti.
We could have a unanimous vote.
You know what? He can have a runner-up, but you can have a first place. So,
just saying. You know, I was just thinking, because EXO's so good.
Brett only does a runner-up in case the winner is unable to fulfill their
right.
obligations as the Wii Jockey winner.
Yes.
Yeah. Dark Roman.
Dark Roman.
Yeah. All right. Chris. Then
Robert Venditti. Because he keeps popping up in surprising places, and he's awesome in all ways.
He does a great
I'd
job.
Have his children.
Whoa, what the...
And who's
it
your
looks
runner?
Like you already are.
Who's your runner-up?
Give us a runner-up.
Hickman. Just so I know who my choice is. Who's
Hickman.
I also really came close on Tom Taylor. For him to have stepped in and taken over Earth 2 and make such a smooth transition and make that book so exciting. And certainly, best single issue for 2014 is going to be hard to beat with Earth 2 Annual, because that was an incredible work. But I am giving this one to a writer that really exploded this year and had such a wide variety of work as well. Charles Soule, for him to take over a Swamp Thing. And in fact, I think improve on where Swamp Thing was at after Scott Snyder, really find the core of that character again, and his Thunderbolts as well is just one of the funnest books out there. Our friend Jessica and I have finally buried the hatchet now that she has discovered the joy that is Thunderbolts. We were in opposition for a long time. Chris really needs to give this a chance.
Chris will, but.
Yeah,
a healing period, man.
There should be
Thunderbolts.
There's 20 issues of Thunderbolts out. So if Marvel Unlimited is 6 months delay, there should be 2 issues.
Thank you.
Are on Marvel Unlimited by now.
I think it's slightly more.
Thank you.
It's 3 month delay. So I don't know.
I thought it was a 6.
Oh, I think it's 3.
I think it's 6, isn't it, Brett?
Yeah.
They just moved up some of the now stuff.
Once again, who knows that they come out so often, they renumber so much. How can you tell?
I think there's like 12 or 13 on. So it's definitely awesome. 6 months. But
so yeah. Sorry, Earth 2. Just to backtrack a bit. Earth 2 is one of my favorite DC books since it started. I loved it.
And the thing is, we're doing this, and one of my categories was going to be, and what the hell it still will be, I was going to throw there, was Nice Guys Finish First, and that was Robert Venditti, because, you know, here's a guy who's having great success, he's talented as hell, hard work guy, and, you know, the interview he gave us, and how much time he gave us, and how nice he was, and just, like, it's great to see that Nice Guys Finish First. My award for that goes to Robert Venditti. So.
Well said.
Well, there you go. So, Chris, what's your next award then for that?
A new one?
Yes.
Unless anybody else has a Nice Guys Finish First award. Anybody who you had an interaction with this year that was really, really good to you and just great to see their success, really nice person.
You know, this is going to be really... This is... Oh, sorry. Go
Keith,
ahead.
I would have thought you maybe at the Chicago
I was certainly going to say Scott Snyder.
Yeah.
Sitting down with Snyder and Capullo was great, but Scott Snyder overall, as well as my own interaction with him, he's a very supportive guy. He's brought in so many new creators through his relationships. He's been mentoring new writers at DC. Like, DC has added so many new voices this past year, and Snyder's a huge part of that. And then, you know, now he's
nice to everybody except for Liefeld.
Yeah.
Well, that's kind of Liefeld's fault.
Liefeld's a dick. Nobody's denying that.
Yeah, to have taken a swing at Snyder out of the blue was kind of dickish.
Yeah, I don't think we're going to give this award to Liefeld.
No, I don't believe Liefeld wins
so,
this from anybody.
So, yes, Scott Snyder.
Bob Liefeld.
Honorary Canadian treasure, Scott Snyder.
That's nice. Great. Whatever you want to do. Here.
Next random category, and okay. Trust me, everyone, this is very random. It's an action figure that came out in 2013 that you loved. And one that...
I'm out.
Okay, I'll just keep going before two other people will say they're out. But one that...
just action figures or just statues count?
Statues count.
Awesome.
Statues count. In the realm of...
Yeah, I know.
In the realm of, out of, the, in the realm of being out of, brought out of the pages. And as much as I hated Flashpoint, the series, I loved Flashpoint, the Batman series, and the Flashpoint Batman, spoiler alert, which was Thomas Wayne. The action figure was incredible. And yes, I sold it today at the Calgary Comics show at Hillhurst. I sold it because, well,
because you don't want to end a divorce.
I wanted to put some money into my daughter's RESP, and I don't want to end a divorce. But no, it's a fan. No, but in all seriousness, it is one of the coolest figures. And I looked at it, and I'm like, wow, it's just a different take on Batman. And if you read anything from Flashpoint, read the Flashpoint Batman series. Well worth the read. And Flashpoint itself kind of sucked. So read a synopsis.
It is one of the best Elseworlds ever written. Actually, is that
nicely done. It's true.
Yeah. There's no competition in a year that had a statue bust of Booster Gold for what my favorite would be. It's the new 52 Booster Gold. He's like shooting stuff.
What's he shooting?
He's stuff.
Okay.
He's
All right, my category.
I thought this was family friendly.
All right.
Not when you talk about... Anyways.
I said nothing. Hey, I talked about nothing. What were you thinking?
Well, I decided to do another more... this is a little more standard, but best one-shot. And because I enjoyed it so damn much, I am going to throw down for Buddy Cops. Because I thought that was a ton of fun.
That was a fun book, yeah.
But I will give a runner-up, in this case, to American Vampire Long Road, because that was the best American Vampire book I've ever
That was
read.
Really good, too. Yeah, really good.
Anybody got a you best know what, one what shot?
And it's escaping
ones,
yeah. me. What's the one that our buddies Ryan and Chris did
Ultra
there?
Nova.
That's Ultra Nova.
Ultra
That's
Nova.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Let's give that to Ultra Nova.
I'm giving it to Ultra Nova.
Ultra Nova.
Ultra Nova.
Awesome. Four votes for Ultra Nova.
Huh. Awesome.
Tremendous.
I had longer to think about it.
But I think Ultra Nova was terrific.
Oh, it was great. I wanted more. After I told Ryan this last year at the Calgary Expo. I said, dude, Ultra Nova was amazing. I want more. And he's kind of smiled. And I knew someone's up his sleeve, so I think
everybody,
I don't think we're done with that yet.
It's on Comixology for 99 cents, I believe.
And it really is, for a one issue, one shot, there's a lot in it.
Yeah.
Chris Beck.
Alrighty. My category is funniest single issue. And my nominee, or what I'm saying, is Larfleeze number 3. Larfleeze digging his way out of the carcasses of... Well, carcasses. Had me laughing out loud for hours on end. I've read it multiple times. Larfleeze, Keith Giffen. I love this book, and it's going to go away because it's an Orange Lantern book, and...
It's called Larfleeze.
And it's called Larfleeze.
Yeah.
It rolls off the tongue very easily.
It's doing okay. It's not...
it's going to die. Come on.
But everything dies.
Yes.
I mean, I hope I'm not, okay, I'm not shattering your world.
I thought it actually already been canceled.
No, still running.
Okay,
still
thank
running.
God.
But it's okay, because it's in the top 50 of DC's sales.
Yeah. Out of their 44 books of the new 52? Just saying.
Well, the Green Lantern tie kind of helps it out there.
A little bit, yeah.
There's one of the Infinity ties. Tie-ins of for Thunderbolts, No idea which number it was because, you know, it's Marvel, who the hell knows. But it's an issue where all of the Thunderbolts team are fighting aliens except Deadpool, who is trying to find a really great pizza joint that he knows in New York. And when he finally finds it, he's like,
is it Ray's Pizza?
It's not as good as I remember. So it's okay.
You know, the thing is, it's tough for me to single out a single issue. But, I mean, I do think that that's... I mean, I think Archer and Armstrong is funny. I think that that Colin Bunn writing Deadpool is very funny. I mean, I think that Nick Spencer against Superior Foes is very funny. But, I mean, Larfleeze is the funniest series consistently. So...
Because they have nothing to lose, right?
Yeah. No, it's very, very good. Yeah, so...
But on that note, I don't have one. Brett?
I love Larfleeze.
I wish I did. But I don't.
I love Larfleeze, but I was laughing my butt off at Buddy Cops. So Buddy Cops gets a double.
You know what else made me laugh? Not everybody else liked it. It was Knuckleheads, also from Uncle.
I love Knuckleheads. I love like it a lot. Yeah. And Bandette I found very funny as well. So
sorry, no, I don't have one.
Okay, good. All right then. So let's.
That was a good category.
It was very good. Yeah.
Let's go to Keith. One of my third. Bring my own category. Swerve of the year, and I'm making this a tie. This is a tie between the introduction of Peter Parker's ghost in Superior Spider-Man, and then the destruction of Peter Parker's ghost in Superior Spider-Man. But was like, oh my god, this is how they're going to get out of it, and then immediately, and then like two issues, and then like an issue later, oh my god, that's not how they're going to get out of it.
Well, that was the great thing about Superior Spider-Man this year. Maybe that's what I talk about. All the things I'm going, it's not that well written. Why can't I not wait? And that's exactly it. Is every single week is it would end me going, but what is going to happen next? Like every single time was a little mini cliffhanger that made you just can't wait. So, I mean, a bunch of swerves in that series. So I can't think of one specifically because you just took the best one. But
that's very good.
You actually did. I agree with you completely.
Yeah. We'll give you that one.
You know what? I'm disagreeing, but not greatly. I think some love needs to be given to Injustice for the swerve. A swerve is hard every 11 pages, but yet every month, that last page.
Every week, you mean?
Every week.
Well, it depends on how you read it.
I feel like I need to read this.
I spend
you don't read
the last
Injustice?
Page.
You're stupid.
Oh. Reading, according to Brett Monroe and Will Christensen, they just called me stupid.
This doesn't qualify, but the same thing happened last year. This year, number one got me big time. I figured we needed an issue to build because they're published when they're in paper into. Twos. I did not think there was going to be a swerve. Huge swerve, last page, and it's always the last page.
Yep.
That was reading that season two, number one, volume two, number one. And I got to the end of that. I actually read it on a break at work, and I got to that last page. I'm like, I want to show this to someone, but there's no one I work with that's interested in comics. But still, I want to show this to someone.
Yeah.
Did you do it?
No, I sort of did. I was just mentioning, but that's not really. I mean, how about this one? Here's one I got. Best surprise. I mean, what's something where you went in there thinking, no expectations, and then you end up going, wow, that was just blew me away. That was awesome. For me, that was Afterlife with Archie. Was like, whoa, that was so not what I expected. I was thinking this was just like, trying to qualify on the zombie rage, and they were just, it would be a throwaway book with little quality, and then it just was this awesome, awesome book. So, I mean, best surprise for me this year was Afterlife with Archie.
Well, it's funny because I have another couple of random little ones, and it's the I don't know why, but it works, and I was giving it to Afterlife with Archie.
That was
very good. But I would give Bandette, again, another one for just best surprise. Like
out of nowhere, right?
Yeah.
My best surprise... And it kind of works in the back what we're talking about funniest comic. My best surprise of the year, and my buddy put me onto this, was the Wolf Hands webcomic, season one, and by Justin Heggs and Nick Johnson.
Good stuff. I haven't read it, but I just think that's good. That you're reading something like this, you've come a long way.
It is.
Because you were like a Marvel and occasionally DC guy not 2 years ago.
It's true. And this, my God, check out Wolfhands. It is, seriously, it's so much fun. The writing is hilarious. The pace, the art, it's just... It's a great package altogether, season one, and they're working on season two. I can't wait for it. And yeah, you got to check out Wolfhands comic. It's just so much fun.
Keith, Chris?
My Little Pony.
Totally fair.
My Little Pony. I'm surprised by your surprise.
It's a great surprise. You know, that series is good enough. I almost on Netflix keep on checking out the.
You want to watch the.
You want to watch the series, but I'm worried I'm going to like it. I know I'm going to like it, so I don't because I don't want to like it.
Yeah. And then you got to take back every bad thing you said about bronies.
Yeah,
yeah, which I don't want to do.
Yeah, you said some really rude things about them, and you know,
dude, you know what? If you find them attractive, that's still a whole little level of creep.
So, who's up?
I don't have anything for that one.
All right,
besides like Superior Spider-Man.
Sure.
For me to be putting a Marvel book as you know, my first read of the week, every 2 weeks, it's quite an achievement.
The Superior Foes of Spider-Man is a lot of fun.
All right. Best single issue, Chris Beck.
Oh, best single issue? Without a doubt, Pizza Dog, Hawkeye number 8.
he's laughing just thinking about it. He can't even describe it.
Hey, Hawkeye's dog telling a Hawkeye story from his point of view. Does it get any better than that?
And again, that's one of those ones where the art is spectacular.
Oh yeah. I don't know. I don't know if Bad Faction had anything to do with that book.
I don't know. Yeah,
I don't think there's words.
Well, there is, but most of it's like little squiggles and stuff like that. Like, it's just, it's an awesome book. Keith?
I'm trying to remember which issue it was, 2 or 3 of The Adventures of Superman, written and drawn by Jeff Lemire. One of the quintessential what is Superman about stories.
Hella good.
Two kids imagining themselves as heroes, and that's a good book to begin with. But anytime Lemire is drawing, it's a good time.
Yeah, those were two of the early ones too. I think issues like 2 and 3,
even. Something like that. Yeah, very early on in the series.
I mean, there was a lot of very good ones, but for me, the one that stands out the most is Injustice number 13. That's the one where the Flash is running on the longest stretch of road there is, trying to clear his head and come to terms with the actions of Superman, who he idolizes and wants to support, but he's having difficulty with, because just as a piece of incredible, just like, that's my favorite issue of Injustice, and that's saying something, because they're just so good. And that to me is just what an incredible piece of characterization. So that's my best single issue of the year.
My best single issue of the year, even though it was a webcomic stretched out over 12 months, they did print it into one single issue in this Wolfhands. Because it was such a surprise and it was so much fun.
Okay.
I am going to give it to Exo Manowar number 14, the end of the Planet Death
really
saga.
Good.
And I loved it. Like, I was enjoying Planet Death, but the final issue just wrapped it up and just made me love what he's doing with Exo Manowar. All right, best ongoing series. Who's going to start this one?
I'll go.
All right, you go.
I never thought I'd say this, but Superman Wonder Woman. I love it.
Well,
I think it's.
Superman, Wonder Woman, I never read any more than issue one, but I think issue one is strong enough that I would consider it best individual series.
I think it's very well written. The art's incredible. It's just, I really didn't think that when I picked number one, I'm like, what am I doing? Why am I picking up this book? It's going to suck. And then, lo and behold, at least for myself, I loved it. And I still really enjoy it. It just keeps consistent in its strength.
It's one of the ones that tipped Charles Soule as best writer for me.
Totally.
That he's doing that book, and Swamp Thing.
Yeah.
And Thunderbolts at the same time.
It's so well done.
So very different.
It's so well done. Like the way he catches it, like just catches their alter egos, everything. It's just, anyway, that's my book. So there you go. My surprise, even. Like, it's.
All right. Well, my award is it's time for me to give some Injustice love. Injustice, best ongoing series.
Superior Spider-Man. I don't think anything else needs to be said.
Wow. Nice.
I need a rules qualification. Is this best series or is it favorite series?
Best ongoing series.
Best,
what's the category?
Best ongoing series.
You can give us your both, though. I mean,
I'm certainly. I mean, Peter Panzer Press was always my favorite series, but this was Superior Spider-Man's year. So
much to everyone's surprise.
Much to everyone's surprise and some people's chagrin.
Yeah,
I know. I did.
And it's just it's an addictive book, and I think it's the book that's going to be remembered from 2013.
It's my runner-up. I mean, and again, it was one where I'm almost wanting to get it pulled. It was my runner-up, and obviously I love Injustice as well, but Injustice had that long break. Superior was terrific, but mine is, I can't give enough love to another book that I went in going, because I read a Brian Wood, but I have never really, I think I, you know, read him over at Marvel, and it hasn't really done much for me, but I mean, I think Brian Wood's Star Wars is the best ongoing series this year. Like, it's so damn good. It's so perfect. So perfect for Star Wars fans. Just awesome stories, awesome characterizations. Just, it's just so, it's, it to me is, if you sat there and you were for years, you know, you had the end of episodes 4, 5, and 6 and you're so disappointed in those prequels. You know, and you were always just looking for that place where you can get back and feel the Star Wars universe that you knew and loved and reconnect you to that. This series does it for me. I think Brian Wood's Star Wars, I really hope that he writes Star Wars forever in some form or another, because, of course, we know what's going on with Dark Horse and Star Wars. But yeah,
at least he's got the in at Marvel.
He has the in at Marvel. But that's my series. And ahead of Superior.
And Marvel will be smart. Marvel's going to pick up those guys. Come on over.
You know what? I don't think they're going to pick up Brian Wood. They're going to want a fresh start. They're going to put somebody
good on. I'm not so sure
about that.
I don't know.
But Brian Wood is good.
And Brian Wood is good. They want to distinguish themselves.
So you're saying? Like, yeah, I'm not so someone sure. who's going with Marvel?
I can see Hickman being thrown to the wolves that one. I don't
before
see
they bring in Wood, maybe
Brian
right?
Wood.
I don't know, Chris.
Maybe they throw someone on and go, "Oh, you know what? That didn't work." Brian Wood's like, "Whoa, my God, amazing!"
We'll see. But yeah, he did a great job.
Great job.
All right, and so just to end on a downer, I'd like to end with my "I can't believe it's still running" award, which goes to Todd, the ugliest kid on earth.
Easily the worst book.
I laugh for a reason.
I mean, Wolverine. Right. I mean, I. Again, when we're doing the reviews, I was looking back. I mean, Todd, I mean, I couldn't see a book that was worse. I hated Wolverine number one, but I mean,
but
good.
It was Academy Award winning.
So, yeah, I mean, again, yeah, I mean, just how can it's still running and did it get picked up in some other medium or something like that, some other cartoon or something like that? It's offensive,
disgusting,
and bad. So, I mean, if you're going to be offensive, at least be really good, you know?
Yes.
But it manages to be, it's horrible. Worst thing ever. And who knows, maybe it got better. Which, of course, if it got better, it could still be the worst thing on the market. Like, I hate it.
All right. Well, speaking of offensive, Chris Duker.
Whoa. As true as that may be,
I have a question before we do that, Chris, or Brett. Again, when looking at the reviews, one of the books that actually came up that all four of us liked when we were doing it, that is a very rare for all of us to give a good review to a book, one of the books that did was Red Team, Garth. And yet, did anybody continue reading it?
No.
I read three.
You read three of them?
That's awesome.
Okay. Yeah. Interesting. Okay, go ahead. Chris Duker.
And I kind of got bored, I'll be honest.
I'm going to toss something out there that I think a lot of people are going to hate me for saying it. Believe it or not, years ago I would have never thought I'd say this. Fantastic Four.
What about it?
I can't take it anymore.
Yeah.
I just can't. It's like you're doing the same old shit. You're canceling it. You're killing.
And here you gave it a
only FF.
Oh, FF. There's a difference. Yeah, like there is. I enjoyed FF actually.
It's been hits and misses the last decade, and you keep restarting it.
Enough.
It's
already.
Like how are you creating a loyal fan base? You're not. You're killing. No pun intended. You're killing your foundation, like Future Foundation. But you're killing your foundation of fans, I think, anyway. And I think Marvel needs to really dig deep and almost do a Superior Spider-Man. Not that, but you know,
I think
what I'm
in the last 40 years, if you
with,
were to
with Fantastic Four,
if you're in the last 40 years to take the amount of years Fantastic Four hasn't been good compared to the amount it has been good. I think it'd be interesting to see. It's probably like 25 years not good and 15 good. But the 15 is pretty damn good.
There are years where I was really enjoying it. And then even when I was enjoying it and then they reboot, I'm like, you know what? I'm done. Stop rebooting it.
Hey, what do you think of Age of Ultron?
but anyway, the reason that I said your name was actually so that you could plug your shit.
Yeah, it's time to leave.
Oh. I didn't realize we're leaving. So, my name is Chris Duker. I am at comic_Canuck on Twitter, and I'm the co-owner and managing editor of comicbooktherapy.com. Very proud of the team that we've got under us working for us. We have some amazing contributors who break stories on a daily basis, and one time or another crash our site due to awesome traffic. So thanks to all our fans who check us out, and thanks to We Talk Comics podcast for always being great to me and having me on the show, and being a good friend to our site.
Worst moment on the podcast last year wasn't when you showed up drunk. Wasn't that everybody agree with that one?
Yep. High five, you get a wee talkie.
I didn't realize.
You get a wee talkie for that one episode.
I'd like to thank my blackout for that
and
one.
Then,
and the Calgary Stampede.
What was it, 3.5, 4 months before we had you back?
Yeah.
And the best prank ever, by the way. I don't know if you guys want to jump in on that really quickly.
That was the best
but the best prank ever. I don't know if you know this, Brett, Moe, and I all work together at the same company. So
yeah. It's, well, Brett, did you want to see what the prank was? Or?
No. We did that on a previous cast.
Yeah, probably. I'm
sure you did.
But yeah, so, I think it was off air. I don't think.
But in all seriousness, aside from some certain ups and downs caused by me, I do appreciate having a voice and being a guest on this podcast. It's fantastic. So thank you.
All right, you're welcome. All right, so I am Brett_WeTalk, and not too much going on, but
no, I'm good. Thank you.
But except for us getting some more drinks, last call, so to speak. But I am just going to say that over the last month, I wrote a couple of numbers games columns for Comicosity, including my Dark Horse Spotlight, in which I illustrated just how much of the Star Wars universe is the Dark Horse publishing company, and it's an astounding amount of comic books that it is. So you should read that.
Chris_WeTalk on Twitter. Give us a shout.
I am Cub Reporter K on Twitter. I want to tell a brief story. I was at a family function over Christmas, and my 6-year-old niece and my 3-year-old nephew were looking at a big pile of action figures in a box of stuff that my brother-in-law had left at my in-law's place. So they were looking at toys, and asked my niece who her favorite superhero is, and she says Wonder Woman, and I said, tell me something about Wonder Woman. She's like, I don't know, she's just Wonder Woman. Which tells you about what the average person knows about Wonder Woman, which is what she looks like. It's kind of like asking for Barbie's backstory. That was kind of the feedback I got, is there's something about her I should know. And then my 3-year-old,
she's not going to be on NBC anytime soon.
My 3-year-old nephew had a Hawkman action figure. And I said, who is that? Do you know this guy? And he holds it up, looks at it, kind of touches the wing. It's like, it's a birdie. Like, yes, it is.
Okay.
Well, all right. Well, special thanks. I'm Mo, of course, Mo_WeTalk. You can reach us comics@WeTalkPodcasts.com for any feedback. And, of course, you can always just leave any comments in the bottom of the show. If there's anybody who's out there and has listened to
either listen to or even better yet, been at us since episode one. That's awesome. We appreciate that. 100 of these bad boys in the book. And special thanks, of course, to Comic Odyssey for their support. And, gentlemen, it's fun. Thank you.
Booyah. Thanks.
We're OUT.
How could we give a award for I Can't Believe It's Still Running and not mention the Ultimates?
I can't believe that's running.
I didn't know the Ultimate Universe was still running.
Yeah, they just announced a new title.
Have two more crossovers this year?
I hope they have 12 next year.
Nice.
And, actually, favorite podcast moment? Anybody have a favorite podcast moment this last year? Favorite moment on the podcast?
I got invited back.
Yeah, that was my least favorite.
Kowalczyk.
Kowalczyk.
The Secret Santa. Yes.
Riley Rossimo, just being him. Just
you know what? I just love some of the some criticisms from this last year. Some Chris mentioning something, talking about somebody mentioning the wrong name of the person for like an entire 5-minute run.